How many are enjoying this series on Holy Spirit? Is he Pentecostal? I think we came away from last week with a different viewpoint on what Pentecostal is. Amen. And tonight, is he charismatic? Another stab at giving some boundaries to our faith in Holy Spirit. Very good. I had a chance to listen to that today. Have your Bibles tonight. Turn to John chapter 14. John 14. I was away this last week and was down in North Carolina and met a bunch of great folks. And I just asked the Holy Spirit, because we're kind of concentrating on that during our Wednesday study. So I was asking the Holy Spirit to stir up in me the gifts. And so... He was faithful to do that. I sat in a room with strangers and had words of wisdom and words of knowledge and the prophetic flowing out of me, because I didn't know them. You know, sometimes familiarity stops us from moving in the Spirit. Come on, somebody. Anybody there? You know somebody really well and conversations you've had, and sometimes you get impressions in the Spirit, and rather than say anything, you don't want to say anything. You kind of just converse and try to get it. But how many know sometimes the Holy Spirit just wants to speak? And whenever we see that in our group, in our church, in our gatherings, whenever the Holy Spirit's allowed to do that, there are things that happen, because His Word is much stronger than ours ever could be. He knows how to put things. Come on, someone. And I noticed that there are a lot of gifts flowing this last week, both God using me and me receiving things from prophets that I'm going to hold in my heart for quite a while, but just some good things. Here in John 14, verse 25, Jesus said, "These things I've spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." It's interesting that we look for the Holy Spirit to speak to us, and he does during our devotions, during our time with him. How many know the Holy Spirit speaks? But the gifts and the fruits are for that as well. That when somebody speaks to us in the Spirit, by the Spirit of God, that's Holy Spirit speaking to us. It's not Rick or Mick or Terry, or it's the Holy Spirit. We need to recognize not knowing each other after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And we need to start practicing that. Be bold and say, you know what? I sense the Holy Spirit just telling you or just sharing with you. A lot of times, and most of the time, it's confirmation. Then look over on in chapter 16. Chapter 16. And he goes into this whole explanation. Verse 7. "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment." And we covered that a couple weeks ago. "Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come." Now, he's talking in the plural. How many know it's precious when Holy Spirit speaks to our heart? But it's all the more precious when somebody comes and shares with you, either through some of the gifts we'll talk about tonight, word of wisdom, word of knowledge. Somebody confirms something Holy Spirit's been dealing with you with. How many know that's powerful? That's powerful. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to speak through each of us. And then if you look over there in Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, faith, temperance, and goodness, those are things that Holy Spirit wants to work in us. And sometimes that happens by us walking together and praying together and loving one another and having patience with one another. How many know sometimes it's very hard to have patience with our brothers and sisters? Don't let my hand up all by myself. It's very hard to be patient with brothers and sisters. So tonight's interesting is Holy Spirit charismatic. So let's listen to our brother, and then we'll discuss. I was just thinking, I was in Mexico about 8 years ago, and interpreting for me is a brave thing to do, because I talk fast and I don't wait for the interpreter. And so this lady was interpreting for me all week and doing a very good job, but I worked her hard. And so we're praying for people, and towards the end of the evening, a lady walked up who had a leg shorter than the other, and it was so bad she had a special shoe made. You know what I'm talking about? It was like this. And so she took her shoe off, and the leg was about this much shorter than the other one from here to here. And so I turned to my interpreter, and I said, "You pray for her. I'm tired." And the interpreter said, "I can't pray for her." I said, "Yes, you can pray for her." And she was very nervous. She said, "Are you sure?" I said, "Pray for her." And she started to pray, and that leg just grew. She started to bawl. She started to cry. She was ruined for the rest of the night. I had to find another interpreter. But God used her in that miracle just because she was available to pray. We get weird ideas that people are special and they have these gifts, so we lift them up high, and I understand we need to honor people. But how many know it's the Holy Spirit that does the healings? It's the Holy Spirit that gives the word of wisdom, word of knowledge. It doesn't have anything to do with us. We yield to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit does it. And if you've never been used in a miracle, I encourage you to allow God to speak through you. Use the gifts. How many have never been used of God for a gift of the Holy Spirit? Be honest. Come on. Look around. How many have been used in the Holy Spirit? How many had a situation you could have used the word of wisdom? Anybody like to share? You could have used the word of wisdom in your life. Someone else, you could have really used a word of wisdom. How about someone used a word of wisdom to change your life? Word of wisdom changed your life, changed your direction in life. Anyone give a testimony to that? Yes. Powerful stuff. Yeah, working of miracles, but word of wisdom. Yes, this is going to happen, and it happened, yeah. Praise God. Praise God. This second question is interesting. Why do you think the Bible specifically tells us to desire spiritual gifts? Why does the Bible tell us to desire spiritual gifts? King James Version says, yeah, covet. Yeah. Why do you think it says that? Yeah. I've been learning to give a lot to Holy Spirit. When you know, sometimes we carry burdens a long time. And we give our burdens to the Lord. He speaks to us through the fruit of the Spirit and also through the gifts. Amen? Amen. What else? Why do you think the Holy Spirit wants to speak through us? What's that do when God operates through us? Increases our faith, encourages us. What else? John, remember down in Mexico and that little girl? We prayed for her deafness, deaf and dumb, and we prayed for her, and she just looked, she just heard noise come in her ears. She went, I could still see her face. Yeah, eyes got big. She could hear noise for the first time in her life. Never heard from birth. She heard, she went, looked at her mother, and her mother got saved. That was powerful. Powerful, but it's because we allow the Holy Spirit. It's a miraculous thing, but how many know Holy Spirit knows what he's doing? He knows what he's doing. It should be a natural thing. We get so caught up in the supernatural. It is a supernatural thing, but Holy Spirit is supernaturally natural. He just does it. When he shows up, he does what he's good at. He does what he's good at. How many have ever received a supernatural healing? Someone share with me. What was the healing you received, Ash? So your reproductive system went bang. Not supposed to have children, and she had one. Someone else, yes? Wow. Wow. That wasn't a miracle, though, was it? I remember the night Tom Scarella was here, and he was out in the lobby, and I heard you scream and run backwards all around this room here. And then you went outside and danced, and you danced for your husband, and that was pretty cool. That was neat stuff. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Amen. Amen. Good word. Good word. Somebody else healed. Yes. Of course. That was like 4 years ago, right? Wow. Praise God. How many know that's miracles? Say, why do you think Satan is so much attacking the spiritual gifts? Why do you think he attacks the spiritual gifts so hard? You don't like it. That's an easy answer. But what do you think his reason is? A large amount of the body of Christ do not believe that these gifts are operative now. Not a small amount, a large amount of the body of Christ say that the nine gifts of the Spirit were to produce the beginning of the church, to build the foundation through the apostles and prophets. And at the end of the Bible, when the Bible was written, all those things passed off the scene. They believe that God heals, but it's just a miracle. Now and again, God heals. They don't believe through the laying on of hands that healing happens. They don't believe in the word of wisdom, word of knowledge. If it's not in the Bible, come on, someone. So not only has the enemy hated spiritual gifts and fought, he's done so successfully in a large segment of our church. The church in America, including and the church overseas as well. For years, I've been all over the world. When I first started traveling in the ministry on mission fields and saw healings so commonplace that I tell the story, I'm out brushing my teeth one morning with bottled water. I had a mouthful of foam, and a lady walked up. I even forget what the heal. I just stopped, laid hands on her. She got healed, and I went back brushing my teeth. I mean, it's just so commonplace. You're walking in the Spirit, and then you come over here, and you don't get that. And it's because people have been taught what Robert Morris says is so true. People are afraid of that. So we need to boldly ask God to use us in those gifts, because once somebody's touched by the Lord and healed, or you walk up to somebody and say, you know, you are going through a tough time in your life. You just lost your job. The dog died. You got a car that needs repair. And start reading their mail. How many know they're going to pay attention? And God wants us to move in those gifts. That's how he used. The gifts are used to draw the lost. Come on, someone. Yes, Mick, you were. We just need to believe God for the gifts, yes. Here's the other thing. We put too much responsibility on us. We want to perform for God, to do the right thing. We pray for somebody and they're healed, then we pat ourselves on the back because we're powerful. And we're nothing. We're nothing without God. God heals through us. All he's asking to do is to yield to him. Come on, somebody. I had my toilets fixed in my house, three of them, just a couple weeks ago. And I, on a day off, decided that I was going to try to fix one, and I got down, tried to unscrew it or screw it, turn it off, and I started with pliers, and it was rusted shut. So immediately the Holy Spirit told me, don't do that. Actually, I could hear my wife say, don't do that. And I hired somebody to come in and fix my toilets. Now, how many know I yielded to someone else to come, and he did the work. He wouldn't have done the work if I hadn't paid him, yielded to him. So when we get into a situation where God needs to move and use us, all we need to do is yield. Holy Spirit knows what to do. Holy Spirit knows what to do. When I was a young man, the Lord taught me that. I've told the story before, but I'll tell it one more time. A friend of mine had seizures. She just had a baby, and she had a seizure in her, some kind of a blood vessel broke in her brain. They didn't expect her to live, and she was in convulsions almost 24 hours. Any kind of drug they gave her, she was still in this convulsion, and they said she wasn't going to make it. As a matter of fact, the nurse, whenever I went with my friend and his wife is the one that had this, the nurse took me aside, and she said, don't leave your friend. His wife is not going to make it through the night. She's going to die. And you need to be there to strengthen her. So she didn't die, and I went home. We had an impromptu prayer meeting at the church. And this guy named Guy Wolfgang, just a raucous guy, one of these guys that just rubbed me the wrong way. But anyway, so we're praying, and about halfway through the prayer, he gets up and says, I'm going home. I follow him out in the lobby. I said, we're praying for Kathy. We need to continue to pray for Kathy. He said, God spoke to me and said she's healed. And I said, well, we got to pray for her. And he said, I'm not going to pray for her anymore. God says she's healed. She's healed. I'm going home. I got to get up in the morning and milk the cows. I'm going home. He was a farmer. And she was healed. But he had the gift of faith. God spoke to him. He released his faith, said, that's it. I don't need to pray anymore. Come on, somebody. We just need to be bold. We just need to be bold and believe God and allow the Holy Spirit to be the Holy Spirit. The enemy will try to come in and fuss things up, but that's his job. Our job is to yield to the Holy Ghost. And we need to practice the presence of God. Try it the next time you're out somewhere and you see somebody that needs prayer, or you're in a conversation and somebody needs the wisdom of God. You know how we cop out? I'll pray for you. You know what I'm saying? You're talking to somebody and they say this, that, and the other. I'll pray for you. And either we don't have any intention to pray, or we do have an intention and then we forget. How many of you ever had that happen to you, and then the person, you see them a couple weeks later and they go, gee, thanks for praying with me. I feel much better. And back in the back of your head, you're going, I didn't pray. But you go, because when you pray, don't be shy, man. Pray, because the Holy Ghost will show up and speak through you. That person could be healed, be encouraged. God forbid you'd even have to maybe pull money out of your wallet to help them. Yeah. I'll remind you in front of all these witnesses, you promised to never do that again. You promised me you'd never do that again. I'm holding you to that. I'll never do that again. I had to preach that morning. Thank you very much. God's good, isn't he?
In the meantime, God
works in mysterious ways, doesn't he?
He does.
Yes, amen. You know, it occurs to me that we ask God to come into our life, and it's actually us going into his life. It's the kingdom life that God wants us to live. Yes. Amen? And the miracles are all around us. Several years ago, we did a series, I think Dan and Holly did, Experiencing God. Remember that?
Yeah.
How many were in that class Experiencing God? Nobody here. Excellent. And the whole premise is find out what God is doing and get involved.
Yeah.
God's always at work. He's always at work. He never lets anything get past him. All we have to do is yield to that. Find out what he's doing and allow him to use us, because he's not going to do it without us. I repeat what I've said many times. Without God, we cannot. Without us, he will not. I was just going to open the heavens and deposit his blessing on people. He uses human beings like you and I to propagate the gospel, to extend the kingdom, and to be used in the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, gift of tongues, interpretation, workings of miracles, gifts of healings. Come on. He wants to manifest himself in that way. And also through love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, faith, goodness. He's a good God. Holy Spirit is a good God. And Father, we honor you. We honor you, Father God, for sending Holy Spirit to us. Jesus, we thank you that you promised wherever we go, Spirit of God would be with us. Holy Spirit, we thank you for using us. When I ask who's been used in miracles, almost everybody in the room raised their hands. God, use us even more in this dark hour that we're living in. God, we yield to you again. Forgive us for taking you for granted. Lord, when we talk about these things, something stirs within us to walk in miraculous. And so, Father, help us to do that. We pray for those around us. We pray those that we work with, that we live among, that we walk among, that they would sense your presence as we yield to you. And Father, that we would see many more miracles take place, Father. Many more miracles, because you're a God of miracles. Father, we thank you for your presence in our lives and a presence in the lives of those we'll touch. We give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.